Welcome and thank you for joining us. This Sunday, I want to talk to you about the benefit of exercising your faith in the right direction instead of giving into doubt. See, whether you realize it or not, we have the option all through the day to believe that God is in control of our life and directing every step that we take to fulfill the mission that He has entrusted to us, or we can go around worried, negative, expecting the worst. People have come to me and have said, "Oh, Father, my marriage, it's never going to get better." Or my children, they're always going to be out of control. Or I'm never going to overcome this addiction. Or I'm too young or I'm too old to make a difference in this world. See, these people don't realize that every time they do this, they're actually giving life to their doubts instead of their faith. You see, doubt and faith have something in common. They both ask us to believe something that's going to happen that we can't see. So doubt says you're getting older, you're never going to have fun anymore. Faith says your best days are still in front of you. Doubt says you're too young, you can't make a difference in this church. Faith says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Doubt says, I'm never going to find a job in this economy. Faith says, God is going to supply all of my needs. Doubt says, prayer is not going to make a difference in your life, but faith says a family that prays together stays together. But here's the key. Whatever you meditate on, it's what's going to take root. If you dwell on doubt, anxiety, how things are never going to work out, how they're never going to get better, and you play it again and over in your head, then guess what? Then you're giving that doubt a right to become a reality. See, doubt is basically using your faith in the wrong direction. If you don't believe in me, let's look at today's gospel. So, let me give you a background. Jesus had been performing miracles, right? Raising somebody from the dead, giving sight to the blind, making the deaf hear and the mute speak. And so you would think that when he went back to his hometown, the people would be totally stoked and they'd be excited that, whoa, this guy's coming back. Man, this dude is amazing. But that's not what they did. When Jesus came back to his hometown, they were like, "We know this guy. He's just a carpenter. We know his brother and sisters, and how can he possibly make a difference in our lives?" So instead of using their faith in the right direction by believing in him, even though they didn't fully understand, they gave in to doubt and skepticism. And as a result of that, Jesus did not make a difference in their lives. See, Jesus could not perform any miracles. So it notice this. It didn't say that Jesus would not perform any miracles. It said that he couldn't. And this is one of the most shocking statements, that he couldn't perform any miracles. Why? It's impossible for Jesus to perform miracles in a situation where there's no faith. And one of the ways to have a stronger faith in God is by refusing to worry. See, try not to doubt God's power. Don't allow your mind to be filled with stress, anxiety, and all kinds of troubling thoughts. See, lack of faith is a powerfully destructive force because it leads to worry, fear, insecurity, and other kinds of problems. A few months ago, around April, I was enjoying the sunny side of Redondo Beach, floating on cloud nine, having started different ministries and people growing to spiritual maturity and making more Christ-like choices. I remember when I was first asked to consider coming here to St. Joseph. I had so much doubt whether it would work out or not. There was that voice of fear and doubt saying, "But you've done so well at St. James. You've made so many friends and have fallen in love with these people. See the programs that you've started to bringing healing and hope. Now you're leaving. It's not going to work out at the other parish." See, that's what doubt does. It causes you all kinds of heartache and pain. It will even try to dominate your thought and mind. And if you allow it, doubt, fear, worry will keep you awake at night. See, when the vicar for clergy told me to pray about coming here and speak with my spiritual director, did you know for a couple days I couldn't even sleep? I kept worrying about what was going to happen with the programs that I started. Is St. Joseph going to work out? Am I going to be as effective here? All the what ifs, you know? It was hard for me. I think some of you understand what that's like. I kept going back to God in prayer, where I would quietly sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and just sit there silently. One day, that voice of God, that voice of faith that we have in each and every one of us, just said inside of me, look, Francis, if you keep worrying and if you keep dwelling on why it's not going to work out if you leave the beach parish here at St. James, then because of your worry, it's going to come true. But if you trust me and use that same energy to believe, to have faith that I can so use you, then I will use your gifts and talents to help others establish a deeper relationship with me. And you know what? Once I gained this perspective, I had a better understanding of what St. Paul was talking about in today's second reading. Paul said, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." Look, I get it. We all face situations at some point in our life where the odds are against us. We don't see how we can get well because we're getting older and we're not as healthy and as strong as we used to be. Or we don't see how a relationship can get restored, or how we're ever going to finish the project that we started, or how we're ever going to share our faith and bring our family back to church, or how we could ever break an addiction, or how we ever going to get along with our brothers and sisters that keep annoying us. On the surface level, it seems impossible. And you know, it's just so easy to accept and think that, you know what, this is my lot in life. I might as well just accept it and settle where I am. But Paul said in the second reading, in my weakness, I am made strong. See, when you have this kind of unshakable faith where you're still doing things even when bad things happen, when you're continuing to trust in God that He's directing every single step that you take, then guess what? That's when your life begins to make sense, and that's when things begin to work out so that you can fulfill the mission that God has entrusted to you. Let's look at the example of Paul, right? I think many people don't realize what St. Paul went through. I mean, this guy was flogged, right? People tried to kill him. I mean, he was just trying to spread the word of God and speak God's truth as a prophet, and then people try to kill him. I mean, think about it. Who in here would volunteer and say, you know what? I'll die for God. I'm going to talk about it, and if they try to kill me, cool. Most people would be like, whoa, dude, God, I love you, but I didn't understand it. I didn't expect that people were going to try and kill me. I think I'm going to find another job. But that's exactly what Paul said. That's what Paul did in his life. And notice in the second reading, God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness, right? Paul could have been angry. He could have stayed defeated, and he could have activated his doubt and worry instead of exercising his faith. But instead, he told the Corinthian community with so much passion, I am content with weakness and insults and hardships for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am made strong. See, when you do the right thing when the wrong things happen to you, when you continue to trust in God, even when things are going bad in your life, then the favor of God in your life will cause you to rise above every difficulty. Look, I know it's not going to happen overnight, but God promises through His grace that you will be made strong. May you never fail to recognize that God is more than willing to take care of you. May you always have faith that Jesus is more than willing to turn your negative situation around. And may you always believe in God's power to make you everything that He created you to be. And finally, may you always see the benefit of exercising your faith in the right direction, so that together we will continue to grow as a holy, healthy, and vibrant parish that God created us to be. Amen. We thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. God bless you.